at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Craig Evans with us. Also, our buddy Nick Allen later on. Also, a little later on. And Lewis Black tomorrow. Lewis is going to phone the program, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And Friday, James Johann will be in the studio.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com, anytime. Show's 24/7 somewhere. We're like MASH around the world. You can hear the show anywhere. Just like you can see MASH anywhere around the world, anytime.
You can.
Yeah.
At least great analogy, actually.
Our satellite system.
Now, every satellite. That's the show. It's on 24/7 somewhere in the world.
I saw yesterday.
Maybe something else is, too, but that definitely is right now. Friends might be doing that, too.
Big Bang.
Yeah. Big Bang probably.
Is on.
But, I mean, MASH, like Todd's right about the satellite. There's one channel that just says MASH. And The Office, too, is one on there, one of those, too. They have The Office run 24/7.
Piss and Match. Potential Piss and Match coming up between ESPN. And DirecTV. They're actually running a little, they're devoting time on ESPN to tell you to get a hold of DirecTV. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
First time I saw it.
I read about it yesterday.
I hate these big corporations bitching each other because the audience doesn't care.
Right.
And then they end up losing out.
And there's really nothing
when they whine.
That the audience can do.
If you want more money, they want any money. Call your cable provider and tell us to be in mind.
Yeah, is that what we're supposed to do?
No, nobody's going to call.
DirecTV and say, hey, listen, you billionaires, why don't you settle for less money from the other billionaires?
They don't care.
I know.
I mean, nobody's going to take your call anyway.
Yeah. And it's happened at every cable system, every satellite provider.
Every one of them. Every one of them.
Whether it's a beef with a network, a beef with a local affiliate, or, you know, in this case, ESPN.
But the cool is they pass the savings along to you.
Well,
I got a loan for my cable
bill. People are just tired of it because it's, you know, who loses in that? The viewers are the losers then.
Right.
I would expect that ESPN probably feels like they have some leverage because it's football
season.
It
is ESPN, right? It is football season, exactly.
You know?
But either way, they're both, we don't really care who's at fault.
No.
You know?
I know, but you know, I want ESPN and I don't want to go through the hassle of another satellite provider.
No, I still have the satellite mainly because I have the NFL ticket.
Yeah.
And as long as the DirecTV has the NFL ticket only, and nobody else is allowed to have it, I'm going to be DirecTV until that goes away.
What if ESPN goes away and the Steelers are going to play Monday night on ESPN?
You know, I hate Monday night games anyway.
What are you going to do?
Go to the bar and drink till midnight. You know me.
Go.
I would definitely go out of the house and watch the game if I had to at that point.
And
but
you
know what? Not if they play like last week, I'd leave it half anyway.
You don't have to.
I just find it hard to believe. A lot of people get cable for that reason. Satellite, you know, your satellite.
That's
for that
pushed right, though. Now they feel they have leverage.
ESPN, and of course they have leverage, so but just pay it.
Right.
Well, and even if it goes away, it'll go away for a week.
Right.
And then everybody will be up in arms, and they'll work something out.
Yeah.
You know, that's how those things. It's not going to leave DirecTV forever.
No, because people would actually dump it. Right.
Yeah.
Because then people would dump DirecTV.
Nah, just cut the cord.
We lost the Weather Channel for a little while.
See, nobody calls and bitches about that.
Somehow I managed to live through that. Apparently,
nope,
somebody did.
About that.
I would say I missed that, but I don't. I did. I obviously didn't miss that.
Well, they brought in a fake Weather Channel, and then. And then they settled their differences. So the Weather Channel's back.
Where'd we end? No, there wasn't an over. They didn't storm the Weather DirecTV to get the Weather Channel back. The geeks didn't? Probably not.
Well, it came back. So.
ESPN's a little stronger, though.
I don't know if there was any storming, but yeah. But ESPN also has a bigger subscriber rate.
Got it. A little bit, yeah. I would think so.
I'm certain of that.
How you doing today, Mr. Evans?
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me how the Viking game ends in the third quarter right now. I did DVR it. Me and Jaws were going over some game
film. They did win.
They
won that game. I don't know how it ended, but they won.
They're up 28-0 at the end of the third quarter.
They play Packer-Viking showdown. It's Packer-Viking week on the show.
Plus
Todd and Craig will sit down on the couch and watch it together.
Nope.
Packers are favored.
Well, they're just getting the three at home.
Because it's in Lambeau. Right. That's when you get at home.
They're getting the three at home.
Yeah,
2.5-point favorites, I saw.
Oh, 2.5?
Yeah
I saw three.
It's coming down.
Yeah.
So you if it were played in a neutral site, your Vikings would be favored.
Go down to the go across the river, because Iowa's cooler than we are, and bet on that.
No, if we're playing at a neutral site, I bet you it would be, like a pick'em game, a -1 or...
Well, if it's 2.5,
why'd I bring it up?
A half-point favorite.
And if they were playing in Minnesota, the Vikings might be favored.
Somebody's going to win.
Four or three and a half to four.
Not necessarily. They played to
they could tie.
A tie last year.
They could tie.
Oh, like kiss, oh let's like, not do that again.
It'd be like kissing your news guy. That's what they call that when you tie somebody.
No, that's way better.
It's like kissing your news guy.
Yes, it is.
Sit on the couch. They tie. You guys all just kiss.
We gotta wait till they tie.
Well, so if anytime it's tied during the game, like at the beginning, it's 0-0.
Oh, okay.
Kiss.
All right. Cool.
If it's 3-3. Kiss. 7-7. Whatever. You get it.
So do we have to keep kissing until we're not tied anymore?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Let me rephrase that. Do we get to keep kissing?
You tongue the whole time until, and you gotta look out the side of your face at the screen to see when it's not tied anymore. Good point, Puss. Oh, Craig. Excuse me.
Whatever.
Yeah. We gotta keep. Do we get to keep kissing until it's not tied anymore? Oh damn! We hit halftime 7-7. We're locking lips the whole halftime.
Sick about that.
Plus, Todd, you guys can get a break because each one of you can switch to kissing Todd.
That's true.
Another guy gets a break. Todd, yeah. No break for Todd. He gets to kiss both of you guys the whole time. I got to come. I would DVR that on my phone.
Was it the first game or second game last season?
First game. About the same time. They played in early September.
Yep. Right.
And it was a tie. Because nobody could make a damn field goal.
Yep.
Your guy missed like four, and our guy missed like one or two or a PAT. It was just... Bleh.
So what's today, Craig? Well, we know it's 9/11. I know that.
I think we're in palindrome week.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Seen that, posted all over. That means the date is the same backwards and forward.
Oh, because it's 19. I got it. Yeah.
Ten days in a row here.
You can't include the 2019. It's just 19.
And you can't do 09.
Right.
You got to do 9, 11, 19.
Yeah. I got it. Which is the way you write it on your checks.
So yeah.
All week.
9, 11, 19.
From the 10th or the 11th?
From the 10th to the 19th.
Right.
When's it happen again?
In about a century.
Really? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. When did it last happen?
About a century ago.
So, we're alive.
No, that's not true.
Oh.
It's happened every year since 2011.
Oh, has it?
that's way off. A century and every year since for the past 10 years is way off.
But once it flips over to 2020, we won't get it for another 100 years.
Is it?
That's what I've read.
So we're lucky enough to be live during the palindrome week.
Well,
a lot of people didn't get a chance to see.
Well, it's the palindrome era, as Craig mentioned.
Palindrome days, there's 10 of them in a row. These years are always in the second decade of the century.
It's always 19.
No.
Second decade.
Starting with
The whole decade.
So it went 2011 to 2019.
So you're right.
That's the second decade.
So we won't see the second one.
Right. 2011.
Right.
To 21-19 and 22-11 to 22-19, sure. We'll have 10 consecutive palindrome days.
Right.
It is true for previous centuries as well.
Most people listening will be dead.
I think.
Unless
you're a toddler laying there and you make it to 100 years from now. Actually, it'll be 90 years from now.
They make some wild advances in life expectancy.
Yeah, how bored would you be?
Like they did since 1973.
Yeah.
You know, George Blanda died shortly after he retired from football.
Yeah. Of old age?
Yeah. 45, I think. He lived to be 45.
Now, there will be a full palindrome day where you can go 02 and the full 2020.
Oh, okay. Right.
That is coming up. February 2nd.
Okay.
02. We got one more.
Of 2020.
That's a full one. That's a real one.
One more.
There are only 12 of those in the entire 21st century.
It's good to know.
It's really not.
No, you're right. You're right. Actually, you changed my mind immediately.
It's really not. It's really unnecessary.
Totally unnecessary.
It's a fun fact, and you can argue the fun part.
Yeah. And I think that's true.
And you can get into a spirited
fun
discussion over whether or not the zeros should be included.
That's a good idea. Because it's spirited too.
With the zeros, it is not palindrome week.
That's true. Yeah.
No.
We don't even have this conversation. Yeah. We're not even talking about this if the zeros are included.
That is true. A 74-year-old Indian woman from India is now the world's oldest mom.
Yeah, I saw somebody. She cracked one open. I got audio of that, by the way. Go ahead.
She reportedly gave birth to twins with her 80-year-old husband.
Who was did she have any dusty eggs she had to brush off, or was it somebody else's eggs?
Donor eggs.
Got it.
In vitro fertilization using donor eggs.
She's not coughing any more of those out at that age. You know, unless they cough more out in India. I wanted to ask Dr. Mean about that.
You have the latest Dusty Eggs album. She's pretty good.
I have the audio of that woman giving birth, though. Because she's what, 74?
78.
She is 74.
It probably wasn't a C-section, was it? They're cracking it. Oh, it was a C-section?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I had to cut
over. Your horribleness doesn't necessarily work in this story.
I do that for one guy.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. We're probably worried about a broken hip.
Yeah. That's exactly why. Yeah. That's how it would have sounded. Yeah.
So she had the kid for herself.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's not for someone else. You know, there was the story about the
the
61-year-old woman from Nebraska.
She gave it for her daughter, right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, for her son.
Oh, her son.
And his husband.
That's right. Oh, that's right. That was a cool story.
But she's 61. She did it for someone else. The 74-year-old and the 80-year-old husband did it for themselves because they wanted a kid.
Yeah, that's... I'm not saying you shouldn't have kids when you're older, but that's kind of ridiculous. Hope she's in great shape.
Yeah. So, upon reflection, I've had a couple kids.
Yeah.
Not necessarily gave birth to them.
No, but you did not give birth to them. I remember right.
Right. And but I have been around them as they were growing up, and I don't want to do that again.
No. No. Did they have kids already, though?
No!
Yeah. Oh, they never had them then. So if it's their first kids, that's different.
Yeah, they didn't realize how good they had it.
These guys get divorced, and then they meet a young woman who wants kids. It happens all the time, man. And they all have kids with them.
She'll be...
Because that chick is so hot, and she wants a kid. You know, whatever, I gotta give her a kid.
She'll be 92 at graduation.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
No, she'll be dead at graduation.
Yeah, she'll be dead.
And an aunt will be raising them, or this chick, or somebody else will be raising a girl.
Yeah, the two girls.
She will be dead at graduation.
Here's to you, Ma.
Hey, you can die tomorrow.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I know. Pick me up, make you feel good.
Oh, hey.
What?
Okay, you remember the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico back in 2010. You remember that.
Yeah, it was good for the ocean.
The ocean needs oil on occasion.
Rush Limbaugh told his idiot followers.
Yeah, specifically, the Gulf of Mexico.
It was good. Yeah. Rush Limbaugh told us that. It was good for it.
But Mark Wahlberg saved the day.
He did.
Okay. Well, according to a study published in the journal Royal Society Open Science, the spill site has become a very popular mating ground for deep sea crabs and shrimp.
See?
Okay.
They like the oil.
Are they good shrimp?
Is that going to be bad for us when we eat those shrimp?
Right.
They're not eatable.
Okay. Well, that's good.
No. We don't eat this style.
Okay.
Good.
We don't eat this style.
Super monster crabs.
Yeah, but the crude oil provides good crab lube.
Well, they figured that this...
the crustaceans can easily enter. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Good point.
It can go for days.
They figured
nobody's
that,
chafing at all.
Oh. Let's go do it in the oil spill, baby.
So they figured that the reason it's become this very special site mating...
That's right.
...is that the decomposing oil could be acting like a sex hormone that's attracting...
animals. Smelling the crab ass.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
We're attracting them. Well, it turns out the decomposing oil also makes them very sick.
Yeah.
Red crab shells turning black, parasites latching on, losing limbs, developing mutations.
Oh, so the
they become too sick to leave.
just a natural progression of the earth. Move
so
on.
So at first you say, hey, all right, raining grounds. And then, oh, it's killing them.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Because unless you're a moron, oil is not good for the ocean.
Yeah.
And there were some morons when that was happening that believed that crap.
Don't try that at home going, I smell crab ass. Somebody's ready to go.
Or try that. Let's know how it works out. Actually, try that.
And you remember the oil dispersant that they used to help with the oil?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that, along with the sea surface oil, became what they called oiled marine snow. It looked like it was snowing underwater.
Remember the CNN camera on it the whole time? That was depressing as hell. What year was that again?
2010.
Man.
They call this now a toxic waste dump.
Of course they do.
On parts of the deep Gulf sea floor.
Nothing to see here.
Literally.
No.
Anymore.
Yeah. Right. That was good.
So there's, we've got that going for us.
Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah. ISIS.
Almighty.
Yeah. Almighty ISIS.
Not that ISIS, don't you? They ruined that character's name.
We tried to get a meeting with them, have an interview with them today, but apparently that's not going to happen.
No, either. They got yelled at. That's only one guy can do that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Only one guy can get away with it.
Yeah.
A Kurdish language news website says that ISIS strapped explosives to a pair of cows for an attack against a military checkpoint. Soldiers were said to have shot the cows before they fully approached, killing a bystander in the resulting explosion. ISIS is apparently trying to... Very good! ISIS is apparently trying to reestablish itself in the territory, but they've had trouble recruiting new suicide bombers.
They called in sick in the suicide.
So they call in the cows.
Did they ask the cows?
Send in the cows.
Well, the cows didn't say no.
Yeah, good point.
Puss.
Let's go. Down to Puss's farm. Say hello to his mom.
So the guy that's named Puss's O-Face Cow, he got a hold of us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's not a freak. He just wanted to be able to say it.
He's not.
No. He's not a freak. He just came up with the name. Puss's, what's the name again?
Puss's one-eyed third cow or something?
No, this is the cow's O-Face. The orgasm face. We wanted to know if it was Puss's face or the cow had the orgasm face.
Right, because we thought the reference was kind of ambiguous. Right. We didn't know if the O-Face was referring to the cow
or Puss's face.
To Puss.
Okay, so I guessed it was the cow's O-Face.
Yeah, I did too, but I think if you hear it more, I think it's Puss's O-Face.
Well, did you ask the guy?
Oh, what's he say in the email?
No, we simply...
I didn't read it. He's a freak.
The tangent we went off on is we wondered if animals actually orgasm.
Yeah, we want to know that. And we're going to have to ask
Jack Hanna.
Jack Hanna.
And if
get the email?
If they have a face.
Get the email up there, please.
If they have an old face when they actually orgasm.
Like, how do you know if a cow is orgasming? We should probably all know that, actually.
Assume she's not.
I assume she didn't.
Don't we have the phenomenon in the Midwest of exploding cows when it gets too hot?
Yeah, I had the cow. Exploding cow was a sound effect we had in here for years. And because when cows get too hot, they explode. And we used to call it exploding cow weather. God, if you're an old school listener of ours.
Now, you don't have to watch the TV series Yellowstone to know this. Right. But there was an episode where...
Like a dying cow.
Yeah, a helicopter went over the field of the ranch, the main family's ranch, and dropped a bunch of clover.
Right.
And if cows eat clover, it wreaks havoc with their digestive system, and they also explode internally.
I didn't know that.
It'll blow up like a...
Yeah,
like an ISIS cow.
Right.
When an ISIS cow blows up, it scatters all over the place.
What was your email?
All right, here it's Big P's first cow love O-Face. He says, no, I don't do drugs, and I'm not an alcoholic, and I'm not a sick puke, or at least I hope not.
All right. Do we blame him? Do we say he was all those earlier?
Well, certainly the freak part.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. Says, I was thinking of a name in late December, wanted to reference Big Peace Farm and give him a hard time. I know you have rules about reading on the air, so I couldn't be too graphic. Someone else had used O-Face in their name and Craig read it, so I know I could use that. Big P's first cow love O-Face is just the first name that came to me that fit.
All right. I'm still thinking it's
a little wordy.
I think it's Puss's I think it's Puss's face in that, though.
See, I'm thinking it's the cow's face.
Well, we know Puss is going to orgasm. We're not sure about the cow. I apologize for that.
All right.
What the hell's wrong with that, man?
Now another reason to be scared of cows.
Yeah. They might be Al-Qaeda.
Well, yeah.
Or ISIS.
According to the New York Post, weaponized donkeys have killed at least 14 people in the Middle East.
That's a great band name.
Weaponized donkeys.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.